You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Altoona. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In March, we stopped in Altoona. Today, Amy McCall talks with her father, Richard Walker. His father worked in construction and helped to build the Squirrel Hill Tunnel in Pittsburgh.
I think you have a great story about going to visit your dad in Pittsburgh while he was working on the tunnel.
Was this the snowstorm story? Yes. I think this was 1950. We went up for Thanksgiving, and we went to bed on probably Saturday night or Sunday night after Thanksgiving, intending to go home the next morning, and woke up and it had snowed 4 feet of snow during the night. And Pittsburgh was completely unused to that kind of snow. What I particularly remember was that on the radio, they asked people not to shovel their sidewalks in front of their house, but to shovel the street. My father was in a boarding house, but he went out and shoveled in front of his boarding house. He was the first person on the block to shovel. So there was this hole in the snow, 4 foot deep and as long as his house was. The next day, a crew of people who lived on the street came down the street, shoveled the whole street. I'm sure that they were very glad when they got to the spot where my father had done his work.
I always enjoyed thinking about Granddad as I drove through that Squirrel Hill Tunnel for all the years I lived in Pittsburgh. I've probably told everybody who's ever been in my car, hey, my grandfather helped build this tunnel. Now, Grand Mary, your mother, was from Gallipolis, a small town in southern Ohio. I remember stories about her mother was a working woman.
My mother's father died when she was 3 years old, and my grandmother raised them from then on. She worked first at the local school. Then she worked in the newspaper office. That was when I knew her. And she was the circulation manager, town of 8,000 people. My Uncle Johnny told people that if they got to Gallipolis, they should stop the first person they saw on the street, black or white, and ask them where Ruth Richards lived.
And they would know. Who would you say has been the biggest influence on your life?
Well, the obvious answer to that question is Beth, my wife. I've lived with her for 52 years now, and I don't think anybody else is even close. You know, I suppose my parents, I suppose I could name a couple teachers. I suppose I could even name you and Gwen. But nobody comes close to Beth.
Is there anything you think she's taught you?
Well, people sometimes ask people like me who've been married a long time, what's the secret of staying married for a long time? My answer is always tolerance. As you know, she's one of the most persistent people in the world. She can be stubborn. But she's not overtly stubborn. She just, you know, if you argue with her, it doesn't seem like there's any argument going on. But then a few days later, it turns out that what she wanted to happen was what happened.
That's right. My husband always says, you know, there's no sense arguing with her because she'll look like she's agreeing with you as you're going through the process. But then you're just going to move forward and do what she wanted you to do in the first place.
You and Gwen have a fair amount of that in you, too.
Which might be why my husband recognizes it. So thank you so much for doing this with me, Dad.
Great. It's been fun.
Amy McCall and her father, Richard Walker. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.